The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard. No ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you and your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord. Do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 80 responsibly. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherub.
In the presence of Benjamin and Ezra,
and come to help us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. You have fed them with bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us as derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Let your hands be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you have made so strong for yourself.
And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life, that we may call upon your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gifts as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Laurel read those words from the prophet Isaiah, the first words of scripture that we hear on this first Sunday in Advent. And that really sets the whole theme for these weeks of Advent. You know, Advent is not just a countdown to Christmas, a warning to us to start getting busy with our Christmas cards and our guest list. This first Sunday of Advent is not so much about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem as it is about the coming of Jesus at the end of time, the coming of Jesus as the fulfillment of God's dream for creation with a new heaven and a new earth. I know we really want to break out the Christmas carols and the Christmas decorations right now. I would be happy to skip over these readings about the end of time and just focus on that baby in Bethlehem. I'd be happy to have the nativity scene here and point to that child in the manger and talk about Christmas. But the church leads us, and scriptures lead us, to look at these passages and look in those passages for hope and promise. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Tear open, rip apart. No, anything that can be simply opened can be simply closed, like nothing has ever happened. And just in case we want to take God out just for a little while, and then put back God neatly into the box, kind of like we pack up our Christmas decorations. These Advent readings don't let us do that. They give us this image of tearing apart, like a three-year-old opening a box with a toy in it. There's no way that that toy is going to go back into that box the same way that it so simply came out. The scriptures use this word. It's only used a couple times in the New Testament. One time it's used for the heavens being broken open when the dove at Jesus' baptism comes down, that the heavens were ripped apart. And then it's used again at the end of Scripture, at the end of Mark's Gospel, when the temple curtain is ripped apart at the moment of Jesus' death. Those two rippings bracket that Mark's Gospel that we will be reading during this season of the year, of the church year. Those two ripping apart where nothing could be the same again, where it's ripped apart where God comes into our lives. Christmas can't be just about setting up a tree or arranging the nativity scene. Jesus talks about stars falling from the sky, the fading of the moon, the sun being darkened. That sounds like God breaking into our world. Oh, that you would tear apart the heavens and come down. But there's also peace and there's comfort in these Advent readings as well. There's victory. There's deliverance here. Listen to the promise of Jesus. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. He will gather his elect. That's you. It's you that God will gather to himself, like a shepherd gathers his sheep, like a mother hen gathers her chicks. Well, that's then when we will all be gathered. What about now? Did you ever see this movie called Jacob the Liar? Did anybody ever see that movie? One person. It was a big hit. Robin Williams plays Jacob. And the story is this. It's got a great Advent theme, I think. So here's the story. Jacob is a Polish man living in the ghetto right before the end of World War II. And you may have seen it. As I tell the story, you might remember this. He is arrested because he has broken the curfew. He works in a cafe, and he's late getting back to the ghetto. So he gets arrested, and he's sitting in a hallway outside the commandant's office, waiting to be reprimanded for breaking curfew yet again. And while he's standing there, he accidentally overhears a radio. Now, radios were not allowed in the ghetto, but he's now in the German officers' quarters. So he accidentally hears this radio broadcast, and the report is that the Russian soldiers are making advances in that area. When he gets back to the ghetto, he starts spreading this news. Good news. The Allied forces are on their way. And the people start repeating this story quietly to one another. Did you hear? Did you hear? The Allied forces are coming. Our deliverance is on the way. And things started changing, and there was so much hope. And so they kept going back to Jacob and saying, what else did you hear? So he makes up this story. He says he's got a hidden radio. Really doesn't. He's using a soup ladle as a microphone. And he's pretending that he has a radio, that he's heard these things. And he keeps making up reports about the Russian soldiers who are coming to save them. And what happens in that ghetto is an amazing thing. For one thing, the people that are close to death, close to starvation, and giving up all hope, suddenly find a new hope. Well, maybe if the Russians are that close, if I can just hang on, I'll try to be strong because they're that close. Our deliverance is almost here. And other people started helping them. Oh, if we could just, you know, maybe I'll share more because I can help them hang on because it's almost time. And some of the younger, healthier people banded together in kind of a resistance movement, saying, we need to get ourselves organized so when the Russian soldiers come, we can be ready to help them. We can be organized and be ready to help. So there was this new sense of hope. Our deliverance is on the way. Well, the German soldiers were also hearing these messages, these stories that Jacob, the liar, was making up. And they were listening and seeing things happening in the ghetto, couldn't figure it out. It must be that Jacob is telling these things. So they bring Jacob in and threaten him. Stop telling that. And he says, well, it's the truth. No, it can't be the truth. They tried to put the lie to Jacob's lie. They tried to put the, although the kernel was truth, they tried to force him to take it back. Say it isn't true. Say you never heard anything. And the German soldiers got scared, and they started making plans for their retreat. They started making plans to leave the camps, to leave that ghetto. It started making a difference. So not only did the news of hope change the lives of the Jews, but it affected the German soldiers as well. This was good news and promised deliverance for the Jews and for the Germans. It was a foreshadowing of disaster. The Jews started living like people who were destined to be saved. They started living like they believed that truth, that they would be saved. And the Germans tried to stop the story and tell that it wasn't true. In that movie, Jacob and the people in the Polish ghetto lived out their belief that the advance of the Russian army was coming, was on the way, and their deliverance. They lived this out in great hope. How do we live out our faith in Jesus Christ? With great hope or with fear? This season of Advent gives us a time to reflect on the answer to that question. Do we really believe that Jesus is coming? Some of us respond to this good news by telling the good news to others. Others get busy about helping those in need or developing a new appreciation for God's gifts in creation. The world around us would rather have us focus on Christmas shopping. The world around us simply has a box marked Christmas that can be easily opened and then easily closed. And not much has changed. As Christians on this first Sunday of Advent, we pray, oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. And we respond to Jesus' command to us, keep awake. We invite God to be found in our world in a way of hope and promise. We invite God to come into our lives, into our world, in a way that makes a difference. Not just then, but now. Amen.